Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name is better late than never. My name is Liz. I actually had trouble getting on myself, so it was on both sides.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, this one was definitely just my computer. I mean, it was up, and then it decided not to be up. So, spent the last 10 minutes waiting for it to do its thing. So anyway, hello.
Hi, darling.
And we actually do have Lolita with a hand raised, so I thought we'd go into that. And
well, let's get lullified.
See.
Hey. Good morning.
Well, good morning, darling. And, you know, it does make sense with the little technical glitch, and I'm sure the I think there's a lot of energetic toe stubbing, you know, where the last threads of the shadow of the retrograde, I think, ends tomorrow. So, you know, sometimes it's like just so that you can remember who I am, we're just gonna mess with the technology, or we're gonna have you, say the wrong thing to the wrong person at the wrong time, just so that you remember who we are, you know. Okay, and then the mic drops and they walk away. So, that's all. How are you, darling?
I'm doing good. I had one crazy dream, but I think it's more than that. Mm. It's like really interesting. I'm not sure if you can help me out with the message or whatever, but I was driving in my car, and the whole earth was like, I was just driving, and it was like, you know, at dark time, you could just see the clouds and the moon and everything like that. It's like, you could just see that. Well, mine was all purple.
Ooh.
So all of a sudden, I saw the moon dropping from the sky and coming towards my car. And, it was just like all like a violet, it was like a violet flame, like the whole scenery, violet flame and the light of the moon and
huge.
The stars and the clouds.
The fact that you even are using those words, violet flame, that's huge.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm just like, and then I woke up.
I think you just need to go see Purple Rain. I think it's on. Tomorrow's actually Prince's birthday. No, I'm just kidding. I think his birthday is tomorrow. But aside from that, you know, you were talking about the way that the moon dropped down. I wrote down on Earth, like you have been very much tied to energies and aspirations that are very much how you can serve, and the way that we can serve is while we're earthbound. Very much about depending on others, meaning the contractors, legal system, all those responsibilities that are earthbound, so to speak. And it's this new energy coming in. It's funny because the last show you were talking about the new moon. I think this is literally about the impact of the new moon that you were just talking about. And the violet flame is such extreme and I think very significant symbolism, because it's like, forget the chakras. This is so other realm. This is like other realm stuff. And I think it's a very interesting dichotomy where so much of where you're navigating, or so much of where all of us are navigating, is the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth, the earth. And this is like it's polar. I don't want to say it's polar opposite, but it's the infinite universe that exists that's that eclipses so much. It's like what's going on with the earthbound plane is being eclipsed by your ascension process. So it's and the car, you know, it's symbolic of movement, you know, going from one destination to the next. You're not able to function without the car, I would imagine. So,
right.
Yeah, so I think part of you being able to function and to move forward is to really tap into the mastery of the energy of the violet flame. And I know I don't know too much about it firsthand, but I know that there's a lot of mysticism. And if anyone's going to figure that out and find that out, or it will come to them, it's going to be you, just knowing you the way that we know you. But there's a lot of mysticism attached to this that I think is coming at a very helpful time. And maybe that's why there was a little bit of the restlessness. Like, okay, I opened up the ice cream shop. What's next? I think this is the what's next.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because right before that dream, I had a dream. I had a dream that Infinite Energy called me back to work for them. And that's happened several times.
You had the, as I say it again, just slow it down. Say that again. You had the what?
I had right before that dream, I had a dream that my old job called me back to go work for them. And I was walking in the office and
wow,
greeting everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's very earthbound. That's more earthbound than what you're doing now. Because what you're doing now, it's like you're the boss. And you decide that beautiful freedom of knowing, the autonomy of knowing how you manage your days and your time, priceless. So I'm sure you're working harder, but it's a different satisfaction, and it's not a toil, it's a joy, because it's your creation. You are creating. Very interesting, and I think that dream was, I think, showing you, like, the progression. Because you go from that dream, which is very concrete, very specific, and very linear, to this dream, which is the complete opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pull a message.
Cool.
Interesting. Let me just pull it up here. Wow, really, really interesting. So, okay, so sorry. The database is taking a second. Okay, one second. Okay. All right, ready, and no music, so we'll just take a couple seconds. So, Lolita, just say pick when you're ready. Okay, I'm ready when you are.
Pick.
Okay. The number with this is 249, and this is a very brief message. Allow the power of stillness and self-healing nurture you. That's it. That's a very brief, these are really short. Allow the power of stillness and self-healing nurture you.
Interesting. Because yesterday I was getting my grind on, like, trying to market here and there. All of a sudden, I felt this pressure on my crown and my shoulders, and I couldn't talk anymore. My face just locked up, and I wanted to vomit.
Oh, my God.
So I had to wait for Adam to wake up, and then I finally called James. Basically, it was the fear, the subconscious of I had to go back and meet inner child because the fear is still there in the subconscious mind.
It's always going to be there. It's always going to be there. It's just it will just be compressed and manageable. So I think half the battle is knowing that it's always going to be there.
Yeah, it was just really weird because I was then I just stopped. I don't even do any more work. And I just got to the point where I said, you know, people are going to come. I can't
just
do
step
but
back.
So much.
You got to step back. It's like, I know. I mean, 100 years in this life, I know I have chronic abandonment issues. So every once in a while, I'm gonna throw shade at my husband because I can't believe someone's gonna still love me.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I know it's not gonna go away.
Mm-hmm.
But the awareness compresses it. So that's half the battle. Like, you know, that fear that you have with your business. Just know, like, okay, this is part of the DNA. This is part of the cellular structure. It doesn't mean that an odd cell will divide in a mutated fashion to create cancer, because that's how cancer happens. It doesn't mean that's going to happen, but the potentiality is there. Do you see?
Right. And it was just a reminder that I needed to
right.
keep doing what I was doing as far as my healing. But
exactly.
when you said this stillness, it was just basically I've gotten to the point where I'm done marketing. I just have
to
just stop.
You got to step back. It's like step back. There's nothing to see here. You know what I mean? Like the side of the road or what? It's just there's nothing to see here.
Yeah.
Step back. And if you – and I know I can very much relate to that where – what else can I do? What else can I do? What else can I do? Because, you know, we're alpha. We're very wired like that. What else can I do? And then it's like step away from the scene of the crime. There's nothing to see here. Do something else or do something fun or do something to self-care yourself.
That's funny you said that, because then all day yesterday, then that's all I did was do, like, my inner child work, and Adam showed up. And then
right.
I even looked for a job. Like, it was just crazy. I'm like, I was just trying to have, like, do something fun. Like, I was like, I've gotten to the point where I was just like, I don't want to do energy anymore. Like, I got
just,
a customer that
right,
called me
just
out.
Redirect. Just
yeah.
yeah. It's just redirect. Like, you know, oh, I'm going to look at these cat videos. Whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think that's why they're
that's
so popular. I think those silly things are so popular because it's just like, it's just too much of the grind. And to feel that if you know that you met all of your due diligence, that you took a look at your schedule for the day, you know, and maybe a day or two after just to see if nothing fell through the cracks that you need to prepare for, and that right now there is an air pocket, you know, of undelegated time or free time. We talked a little bit about that the last show. Then that's an opportunity to be silly. That's an opportunity to meditate. That's an opportunity to be still. That's an opportunity to take a walk around the block. That's an opportunity to see a cat video. That's an opportunity to do not a damn thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what I'm going to do the rest of the week.
Good girl.
Yeah.
I don't remember the number I said with this.
249.
249.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. You know, when we're talking, a lot of there's just, you know, there's a lot happening. There's a lot happening that you know, not only in your everyday life, but then in your dream life, there's a lot happening. 249, like it starts off even, it starts off kind of steady. It starts off with that number two saying, hey, be receptive. This isn't about the doing. This is now about receiving. Before is saying get your foundation, you know, just in a way be centered, but be centered in what your foundation is, because that's an acknowledgement for all the work you've already done is what you've laid down there. Then that number four, that's a central thing in that sequence. And then nine is saying, you know, let go, receive, you know, be in your foundation and then let go. And you can kind of, repeat until it really sinks in. I mean, there are major adjustments to being in charge, you know, to running your own gig. And now that it's not even just your business owner, you're, you know, spiritual business owner, even though, you know, on the surface, you know, it's an everyday, it's an ice cream shop, you know, okay. But yeah, the spirituality is there because it's you, it's your business. And I think it's just finding those times and really paying attention, and you're doing this perfectly. You're just paying attention to how you're feeling at any given moment. And yeah, when you're starting your own business, when you're in your own business, it's very easy to just like be on 24/7. and to feel that responsibility. But you know you can't maintain that for long periods of time, nor should you. So this is, I almost feel like even with that dream, I mean, when I view purple, when I see colors like that, especially when I'm meditating, to me, it's very comforting, because it's something that has always, when I started doing my own spiritual work, that purple came in big and bright, and that felt like, this is my guide. You know, this is something that's saying, hey, you know, we're here. This is our sign for you. It may be very different. I mean, I think looking into that purple flame, I think it's Saint Germain, I want to say, the violet flame.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, go ahead and look into that. But I know there are already meanings for you. I mean,
I already do
purification.
I do a protection thing, and it already talks about the violet flame. So
right.
I do
okay.
that every
I
day.
Mean, yeah. So this is. You're doing it's almost starting from the inside out, is as a way to remind you, you know, yeah, things are going to get crazy. You're going to have these days where you just can't do any more than you've already done. And it's not about the doing. It's not about the outward stuff. So this is you reconciling a lot of those things, a lot of those feelings, and it's going to happen from time to time. So I think you did what you needed to do. You had some outlets. You had some choices and some decisions to make on how to overcome or just to work through that physical sensation, you know, of all the tension you were feeling and just feeling not feeling well at all and feeling like, well, it's just too much going on. You found a few different ways to remedy that and work through that. You do have support, physical, definitely physical support, spiritual support. And it's working, you know, inside out, like I said. So this 249 just says, you know, keep it steady and just know when to let go. Because even looking at that 2 and the 9, they kind of serve as very similar purposes, but from different perspectives. You know, the 2 just says just be receptive. And it's a very simple act. The 9 is saying, I'm being receptive, I'm allowing, but it's also because I know that this is what I need to do. It's almost in the 2's nature to be receptive. But the awareness may not always be there. They may not always know why. A 9 can turn it on and amplify it if it needs to. So there's definitely this understanding that you can always rely on. And the 4 is just saying, don't forget your foundation. Always remember the work that you've already done, all the things you've studied, all the things you're adding to. It's a different dimension that you're working with. So,
right.
Very, very cool. Simple message, power of stillness, self-healing, nurturing. I mean, even that sequence ends up being a 6.
Mm.
You know, the 249 ends up being a 6. I mean, this is...
Wow.
This is everything for you, all of this. It's simple, but it's not.
What
simple,
is?
Simple, but it's pretty thorough.
Cool.
Beautiful.
I get it.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, cool. What else is going on?
What else is going on? We're talking to you. We're being lullified.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
Interesting. Where I'm about to go taste my own coffee now.
All right, girl. Well, we send our love, and yeah.
Well, we can talk to you guys later.
All right, darling. All about that violet flame. And yeah, it's a nice reminder, because that's it's been such a long, long time. But I used to do a nightly violet flame meditation, but it's been a good year or two. So that's a nice reminder. I like the reminder. Sometimes we'll talk to somebody on the show and, you know, modalities or meditations or things will come up that I haven't thought about in a while. I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe it's time to, you know, see what's out there, you know, check on YouTube or
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thanks for that. We're going to – yeah, that definitely was very, very literal and etheric all at once, your dream. So – yeah, have fun. Just have fun.
Will do.
All right,
will
baby.
Do. All right, appreciate you guys.
Love ya.
All right.
Love
you.
Bye. Love you.
Now I'm like, I want to try that and get some ice cream. So much to do today, though.
She needs to do a new flavor, Violet Flame ice cream.
Violet Flame ice cream. Mm. Oh, that would taste like.
That could be interesting.
I know.
Right
in
time for Pride. Couldn't them. Anyway.
Well, it's funny because this is the month for it, but in Atlanta we celebrate Pride, Gay Pride, in October because we finally got smart because it's too oppressively hot here in June.
No, it's good. I love that, though, because when everybody's like, you know, when everything's said and done, you guys, you know, or the encore, it's beautiful.
And in October in Atlanta is a lot nicer. A lot nicer.
I'm sure.
We do have another hand raise, and then we have a question or a card that would like to be pulled in chat. So
you tell me how you want
to
go about it.
Hello, Tessa. We're going to do Tessa here. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Well, we're listening to you back to back. What's going on?
I just wanted a message for this morning.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, darling. All right, so ready when you guys are. Okay, the number for this is 295. When all the divided, hidden parts of you can merge together safely and joyfully, the density of depression is shredded and the molting is over. Now, that's a nature reference. I'm finding molting, and I really don't know anything about molting, but that's the word that came out. The molting is over. I'll read it again. When all the divided, hidden parts of you can merge together safely and joyfully, the density of depression is shredded and the molting is over. Well, thank you for picking that message because I needed to hear that for myself. Like, stupid for real. 295. And this makes so much sense, just knowing all the stuff that you've been going through. And this is about dealing with the divided, hidden parts of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like the resistance and the heaviness, that's just another name for very mild depression. But that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's so, like, the message kind of relates to, because I got myself some oracle cards from Dorian Virtue, the messages from your angels, and I picked three before the show started, so I was just like meditating on them and read them. And one of them is saying, like, spend time alone in nature, meditating about your desires and intentions, and ask your angels to help gain positive perspective. And just being outside, like you said, nature, and kind of that's what I've been doing this morning, just sitting outside, praying, writing. Because yesterday teacher's been going to the camp, and I had a good day, and I came to pick him up, and I asked about his day or whatever, and one thing that gets me riled up is my kid, and they were saying, like, about him going to school next year, and, you know, I guess, like, his little outburst that he'll have, like, when he can't get something, or if he can't figure something out, like, he'll just be, like,
you'll get frustrated?
And, like, he gets frustrated. And the first thing, you know, people automatically just assume is, like, oh, he needs to be on medicine so
no.
that he can focus.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like,
no.
Oh,
he's four. Isn't he four?
Yeah, he just turned five.
He's five? He's a boy? Yes. I can't. This makes me insane, especially with boys. They just want to medicate them.
Yes.
It makes me insane. Don't let that falsehood. No, don't let that falsehood undermine you. That's no. I mean, are people saying he needs to get evaluated and all of that? Because I doubt that. I doubt that it's severe at all. He's a boy.
And that's what, like, I'm trying to, like, explain it. I'm like, I know you don't want to hear it, but, you know, it's just, like, we've had him all year. And I'm like, well, he's, like, when I walk in, that's why I said, like, this is his last week going to camp. He's going to spend, like, the rest of the summer with me until he goes to his dad. But I'm like, when I walk in, you guys are, you know, sitting down. Like, he is, like, if you know him, like you say you do, you know that TJ is not about to sit down all day long.
Look,
and he wants to get up and do something.
What's going on? Let me just, because I'm not being rude. I just don't want to support the story. I don't want to support their story. Do you understand? Because you're about to tell me what they're saying. I'll tell you exactly what's going on. These are not individuals that it's their vocation to teach. It's a gig. It's a job. It's not like they have their PhD in, you know, early child development. I know they don't. It's a gig. So he is not making their gig convenient or easy. There is nothing for you to explain. There is nothing for you to do. You, if anything, pull a couple cards about how to get guidance from the cards about, you know, how to approach the situation, because half the battle is approach. Approach and communication. And you meditate with your child being protected, being calm. You don't call him out, or because he's just going to feel like, okay, I'm getting this at home, and I'm getting this at camp, or in his mind, and it's funny, I'm just picking up on his energy. He's like, I get this at the job, and I get this at home. I have no relief. Isn't that funny? How I'm like, it's like camp is like a job for him. It's not even like it's not even like a choice. Like, it's like, ugh. So the sooner that it's right now, it's a matter of convenience or whatever. But the second that can be changed, he's going to be happier in a different environment, because kids pick up everything. He knows those people don't want to be there. So it can't be like this job for him. So I really don't think there's anything for you to impose on him, except energetically to just view him as the amazing being that he is. He's a special kid. He's your son. How could he not be? You know? And he's already energetically outgrown his environment. You know? He's just, that's just what I'm picking up. So I don't really think there's anything for you to explain to these people. They're not going to understand you because they don't understand your kid. So why are they going to understand the mama?
Sure.
There is nothing for you to explain, but to just visualize the most harmonious experience for all concerned, your child, the people there, and yourself. And you know that this is temporary, because there's other plans for him for his summer break, correct? Because I think you just said that.
Yes. He's gone with his dad and his Gigi.
And that's what he wants to do. This is like a job. I don't want to be at the job, Ma. I don't blame him, because they're not devoted. The people that work there, I mean, they do like the bare minimum and all of that, but they're not devoted. And he gets it. It's like, why are you going to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't want you?
Exactly.
That's what it is. So what can you do? There's nothing you can do about it. But in your meditation, you know, and like I said, ask the cards for guidance on how to handle it. But forget the communication part of it. Forget the explaining part of it. Forget the story part of it, which is why I cut you off when you were telling me their point of view, because it's irrelevant for why you're coming to us. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just want to see what Elisa's feeling on all this. But, yeah, everything's going to be fine. Forget it. He's too good for them.
Well, the numbers, again, 295. We are starting off again with this number 2 and being receptive. And it goes hand in hand with really your own intuition of your child. You know, children will act a certain way. I mean, everyone acts a certain way in different settings, and especially with children, because they are, they're much more open. You know, they're not going to be like, let me put on a show just to make you feel better. You know, like if it hurts, it hurts. If they don't like this person, they don't like this person. There's no filter for that. There's just pure, honest, this is how I feel. So this too is saying, you know, continue to be receptive to that, because you know, obviously you're his mom. You're gonna know a lot more about his nuances, and so with it also being like the last bit of camp, and you already know, well, everybody who's a Taurus knows, you know, if we don't get our way, it's not always a very pleasant thing, and we grow into different ways of coping with that and of handling that. Yeah, usually medication at such an early age is not necessary.
I am so against that.
Yeah, let him develop. Obviously, let him develop. And there are other ways of having him work through not always getting his way. I mean, he's an only child. So in a way, it's like, wow, what a blessing for that. You know, but then when he has to play with others and be in that world, then he'll figure it out. He'll learn it. And there's no reason, obviously, for him to do the usual stuff that as people want to observe. Well, you know, if you just give him this, he'll mellow out. The 9 is that central sequence number in the sequence, 295. So the 9 is also coming from a higher understanding. There is wisdom in the experiences. So. And this isn't just about your kid. I mean, the message was pulled for you, the divided, hidden parts of you. So the whatever is coming up, and I feel like whatever is coming up from when you were a child and how maybe you may have been misunderstood and ways that were suggested to you to treat whatever the issue was, you know, I mean, that's definitely coming up. This 9 brings up the wisdom now of perspective from an adult, Tessa. Not only in dealing with your literal child, but also with your inner child, and how that there's a reason, obviously, why you have him. You know, why you have that connection. Why he decided, yeah, I think that's who I want to be my mom. You know, that's, you know, there's these whole contracts that we have with other beings in any given lifetime. So this 9 is saying you're wiser than you give yourself credit for. And even in the turmoil of the energy of a 9, because a 9 brings up a lot of stuff that you're like, I didn't want to have to see it, but you're going to deal with it. It brings it up, and it can bring it up in a way that can rock your world, but you don't have to feel out of control because of it. And as you go through that, the other number at the end of this is a 5. And this 5 is saying, yeah, you got transformation, upheaval, and you have expansion. I mean, the 5 is going to be still kind of riding that coattail of the 9. And 9s and 5s can be very transformational, very powerful. The 5 is saying, you know, it's going to be that crazy roller coaster that we are familiar with. But again, when you have this central number 9 and the wisdom that comes from that, the understanding of allowing, of working with not only your you know, physical aspects, but also your spiritual guides. I mean, that 9 is bringing in everything. Then this is really helping you to adjust to that. I mean, you're always growing and expanding. And the 5 is saying, you know, you're not done yet. You're never going to be done. As long as you're aware, you're never going to be done with it. So don't try to get to the end game. It's not about that. But it is growing into the person that you were meant to be, that you are already, but really recognizing that. And this is just one step of it. Uncovering, reconciling these hidden parts. Yeah, we all know that there's going to be a lot of emotion involved in that. When you uncover anything, there's the assumption that it's been in the dark anyway.
So when you shine light on that, whether it's your own light or somebody else's light, whether regardless the fact that you see it, you finally see it, means that you can start to work with it. And you can start to see what was actually there. Sometimes we bury stuff when we're kids because that's our way to cope, because we're not ready to handle it yet. And then years later, given different circumstances, now you have a kid. This is now stuff that can come up because you're ready for it. You're not that you have to be ready for it. You're ready for it. It's time to look at it.
Because it's like how you said, like the inner child, and I remember as a kid, like, I was a kid who I pretty much could finish off a whole book in one day, like, now from start to begin and finish off the book. And I remember I had this older cousin, but I would call her my aunt because she was, you know, way older than me. And I remember her, like, calling me, like, weird or, you know, strange because she basically called me like a nerd or whatever the case may be. So like being understood or, you know, made to feel different as a kid. I was made to feel different from everybody else because I kind of didn't want to, you know, do the other thing. I wanted to sit in the house and read all day or, you know, science experiments and stuff like that. And nobody else wanted to do those things. They wanted to, you know, be all over the place. So I get that, like, just being, and now relating that to TJ, like, I'm not trying to make him different because he doesn't want to sit down all day or something.
And being different is being a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
So the way that you've triggered any coworker you've ever had in an environment that is robbing the life out of you, and you know what I'm talking about, the same thing with him. You guys are different. You guys are really, you know, are outgrowing your environment. That's just what it is, you know. And I wouldn't be surprised, you know, 5-10 years from now that you're going to be in a completely different environment, you know. I could so see you 5-10 years from now in San Francisco, New York, or just a place, a Boston, like a place that's just more like, oh, my God, that's, oh wow, we're like the boring people. you're outgrowing your backyard. I mean, you've been outgrowing your backyard. I mean, that's just what it is.
Now, and I truly like now believe like it's crazy. We talking about this because I was talking with my friend yesterday about how I feel like. Because, you know, my dad is moving. Like, this is my last month staying with him. He's moving to Dallas at some point this year. But I guess he had, you know, given me a date that I need to be on my own place. And at first I was like, you know, well, I can just pay him rent for the place. But I don't even want to now. I just feel like it's just time to a different space, a different area.
This is a crisis of opportunity. Nope, this is reinvention. Nope.
So
that house would just weigh you down because it's been the source of kind of feeling like, you know, am I wanted here? All those things that you've been feeling your whole life, being wanted. If we had to just distill the issue, all the issues put into one, being wanted.
Thank you. That you're right.
I know. So all the other stuff, and it's interesting because you got the message that you got because that is really what's buried. So you're going to be triggered. Like, what do you mean you don't want my son? You know, or you want him Dominican? What do you mean you don't want me in this workplace? Or what do you mean you don't want me in the? What do you mean you don't want me to be your you know partner or whatever? Do you see? But it's that primal trigger. So, yes, it will never go away. Okay, what the flaws and the issues and the burdens and the traumas and all those things, they don't go away, but we compress them into gifts of awareness. It's almost like I have stubby fingers, so if I chop them off, they'll go. Now, why would anybody do that? It's part of who you are. So you, you know, so you, I have cankles. Well, then wear boots, whatever. You want to work. You still need your feet to walk. Okay, so maybe you can't wear all the cute shoes or whatever, but you work with what you have, including our issues, including whatever markers we came into this plane to learn about, you know? And we all have them in many different combinations. We all have them. But I think just to eliminate the burden of, I thought I dealt with this. I still have this fear. Yeah, you're going to always have that fear. But if you master that fear, it doesn't mean the fear goes away. It means you mastered it. Do you see the difference? So we don't have to burden ourselves. Like, why do I still have this abandonment issue? Because that's just what you're here to figure out. You know, and you're going to try every despicable, dirty, dark, horrific way to handle it until you realize you've exhausted all those possibilities, and then you're going to try other things like self-love, compassion, apologizing and making amends. You know what I mean? You see that there are many different possibilities in handling the fabric of what it is that we are here to deal with in our life. That's it. And that you are the only person to decide where you are wanted. So thank goodness you were smart enough to be like, I'm not going to be bogged down by this house. And you're not bogged down by a vehicle situation as of yet, correct?
No, I got my car seat, so we still rolling.
Okay, great. And guess what? So you use your bobby pins and your chewing gum, you know, so that you're not tethered by the expense of a car note right this second. So the possibilities are really endless. So I hope between the message, the number, what Elisa and I both said to you, that there's a sense of empowerment and grace not only for you, but also for your son to realize, oh, we're just triggering everybody. Okay.
Yes.
And we get triggered in kind. You follow? It's a two-way street. So before you, that knee-jerk reaction, you know, it's like, okay, I'm being triggered. Like, shh. And that is a skill that must be mastered, okay, because it's just such a reflex. It's like saying, you know, you have to sneeze, but hold the sneeze, you know. It's hard. It's a reflex. But it's something to master. But you're definitely, your perception definitely is a much more elevated perspective, which is great.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it is. Go ahead, honey.
I feel lighter after this call, so.
Then our work is done.
Good.
Yay, definitely. And I have to say, do you see the difference in the tough love?
Yes.
You see the difference? Like it's elevated because you shifted your energy, and I'm just matching the energy that I'm getting. And sometimes, you know, people on the show, they don't like it. They don't like that. But if I'm just matching the energy, you know, if I'm saying check yourself, boo-boo, it's because there's something to be checked. The same way I'm going to be checked all day, every day. I would like to be a little less checked from my life, but whatever, you know. But if I'm in the business of checking people, then it's because I get checked 24/7 by life. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when your energy changes, it changes all around you because I feel that you have elevated your consciousness. And, you know, and it's just, it's a lifelong process. So good for you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All right, girl.
Talk to you guys later.
Okay. All right.
Love
you.
Love you.
All right. So we have a couple hands raised, but we also have our friend Raven who is in chat right now.
Okay.
She's not going to be available on Thursday, and her birthday's Friday. So she was wanting us to pull a birthday message for her.
Okay.
Before she heads out, she's going to do some camping, which should be good.
Oh, my God.
With her family. With her family. So it'll be good. So she is in chat, and she's going to be listening. So she can
pick the
message.
So you'll just let me know when she says pick. Okay. All right. Happy birthday, girl. Right. We love you.
Yeah.
Okay, and the number for this is 361. And here's your message. Only you can kindle and protect your inner spark. Will it burn out, or will you emerge a light-filled masterpiece beyond color and density?
Wow.
What? I'll read it again. That's deep. And Tessa, if you're listening, I mean, I think this one's for you too. Only you can kindle and protect your inner spark. Will it burn out, or will you emerge a light-filled masterpiece beyond color and density? 361. And it's interesting because we mentioned the word density, and I think in Lolita's message. So it's very interesting, again, that so many heavy energies are coming up right now so that we can really let them go. So it's not like, oh, my God, I'm regressing. No. It's actually progress in sheep's clothing.
Yeah.
I feel.
Well, yeah. What a great message. I mean, 361, finally we start with something a little different. It's not about being receptive.
The
three is about being connected. So the three leads into the six, which the central number, which is nurturing. It's teaching. It's also very loving. That is the inner spark, so to speak, but that is really what the six represents.
Right. And that's what she is.
Right. And six is also very mothering, so that the instinct to be protective and nurturing and that kind of thing is inherent with this number six. It's meant to care for something and let it grow.
Right.
And then on the other side of that, the final number in the sequence is number one. And so that number one is you, and it encapsulates those energies that we're talking about, the three and the six. That are both dynamic in their own different ways, but then also the six calms things down a little bit, kind of brings it a little closer to earth, you know, back to home, literally and figuratively. So that the you that comes out of this can handle both sets of, you know, I guess both ways of doing things. Being connected, using that three, and then using that six after you've connected with people to nurture that relationship. So now we have to apply that inward, right, to our inner self relationship, because we are still also connected and affected by people and influences around us, and vice versa. So the better you are at taking care of your inner self, the better the quality of the relationships that you attract. So beautiful message. And she is sort of saying, I'm embracing everything that is here. And coming June 6th, there will be three of us going to meet family and one for our family. So three, six, and one. It's very nice. Well, happy birthday, early to you, and have a good time with your family, this weekend. And yeah, she'll be back in next week, she said, to check in on us and to listen in. So yay, good for you. Thank you, Marguerite. Last few minutes of the show, we have two calls, so we'll do those. So here we go. I want to say that this is Mimi.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, Mimi. How are you?
I'm okay. How's my dear friends doing in the safe?
We're doing great. So,
great.
What's going on, sweetheart?
Well, good. I'm doing fine. And mommy is improving a little bit.
Good.
She can walk with a walker, you know.
Great.
And, you know, but with the support of the physio, right?
Right.
So, it's okay.
That's beautiful.
Yes, you're right. Beautiful.
That's absolutely beautiful. She's still here. She's making progress on her own terms. And you've had the space to make progress internally, because what I'm getting inside of you, that you've had to do your own inner healing. Your mother's healing. As your mother is progressing on the physical, it is a mirror for how you're healing on the internal. Do you follow that?
Right. Yes.
Which is great. So because we don't have a lot of time, let's pull a message for you really quickly, because we do have somebody else waiting in the queue. So I'm ready when you guys are.
All right. Big please.
Okay. All right. And the number for this, Elisa, is 255. And here's your message, Mimi. Freedom of balance. Okay, so freedom of balance is when the divine light within is equal to or exceeds the dense. Here we go again, three times with the word dense, and therefore transmutes your vibrational beingness. It's pretty much what I said. As your mother's healing in the physical, you're healing on the inside, and that's that balance.
Right.
And, oh, my God, like, the messages are really all connected together. And we're getting calls from all over the world, and all the messages are connected. I'll read it one last time. Freedom of balance is when the divine light within is equal to or exceeds the dense and therefore transmutes your vibrational beingness. So all we have to do is keep our light equal to the heaviness and to the negative. So when you feel that there's more negative, it means that the divine light inside of you isn't even equal. It's less. So that's a good way to measure. Like, okay, let me at least have as much light as I do negative, because that's going to transform everything. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to turn this over real quick to Elisa.
Right. Well, when we talk about this freedom, I mean, the first word you said was freedom, and the sequence of numbers 255. I mean, five is also about freedom. Two, say, as we said, starts off with being receptive. Two says being receptive. Five is be free. And the other five is like, no, really, be free. It's like, let's put a little exclamation point on it. What a beautiful message, because What I get from that is when we need to shed light on something, that's really what it boils down to. That's the way of balancing it out, at least putting equal, right, equal notice or focus on it. And so when things are dense, that we're usually like, we go through a period of not understanding what's going on and feeling bad about it, feeling heavy about it, and then asking questions to shed more light on it. And in a way, that's saying, you know, I'm asking for help. And so, you know, whether you get it from other people or you it's a combination usually of your own guidance and listening to your own guides or angels or whatever, and then also talking to people who understand and who are willing to help you. So we get a lot of help in different ways. But remember, the first number in the sequence is to be receptive. A lot of times we say we want to know, but we don't really want to know. Like, we say we want to know, but we have our eyes closed and hands over our ears. You know, so we don't really want to hear it. So this is still saying, though, you can't just go through the motions. This is really, if you're going to ask, be prepared to hear and to receive. And then what you do with it is anyone's guess. I mean, those two fives are saying you have a lot more
control. You have a lot more choices than you think you do. You just have, once you ask, you have to be open to see what's really there. I mean, that is really part of it. It's opening your eyes, opening your heart, and really, really taking in what is around you. So then you have the freedom to choose. You have the freedom to make these decisions. The tough part about a five is they want to be so free. Sometimes they don't want to decide anything, and that's where they get stuck. So that's them. That's not anyone else. That's not like an outside force, you know, manipulating things. That is simply a choice, a decision. And until you're ready, it stays where it is. But by nature,
and let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Today I finished my birthday gift to my godson.
I'm
going to mail it to him.
Yeah.
Yes, the little journal. So
yes,
I just want to let you guys know about it. Yay.
That's very significant.
Just want to call, and now I'm going to proofread again. Yes, to see if there's anything that I need to alter before I send it to him.
That's wonderful. Good
yes,
for you.
And
nice.
You know, now I'm going on my second project. I think I'm going to write about my mom and then maybe some other things,
absolutely.
You know, and use the free time in the hospital to do it. Okay, and please keep up your good show. I will bear all what you said in mind, okay?
Wonderful. All right, we'll talk to you soon. And caller, if you're still holding on, stay on the line. We are going to get cut off in a few seconds. And if you guys want to hear the rest of the show, you can certainly download it on iTunes, Universal Energy Radio, LOA Blend, or on Blog Talk. So we have one more call coming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye, Mimi. Let me put her on now. Then I think this, let's see who it is. I want to say it's opulent, but we'll see. Hello.
I love it when you know what you know.
Yeah. We know it's her. Hi, darling. Happy belated birthday.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you both.
And you know what's so great? I just got it's so funny. I was just thinking about you this morning because an email came in from Jeremiah's teacher about for them to select a book from their own library about social action. And I said, I'm going to look through – I have your books that you sent him displayed in his little area, and I'm going to choose one of the books that you sent for him to use for his reading assignment. So I was just thinking about you this morning. How about that?
Well, you know how it works. We are one, and I love it. And that makes you. I'm getting chills just by you saying that. That makes me so happy.
And I'm sure you've heard about this, that in New York at the end of this year, on Museum Mile, which is where all the museums are, like the Metropolitan and the Guggenheim and all that, they're opening a place called the Africa Center, which used to be the Museum of African Art, but now they're calling it the Africa Center, and it's supposed to be this beautiful space. It opens the end of this year. And what's great is he wants to take African dance class, cultural classes, and I'm like, okay, baby, I got the place. It just has to open, and when it opens, we're gonna go. But isn't that beautiful?
I love it.
Yeah, and what's so great is that you really were the person to kind of ignite that spark when he was very young, and that you will continue to be a connection to the bigger part of himself culturally. So that's when you come to New York, whenever that is, and if you come once this place is open, then that would be a fabulous thing for the three of us to do together. Because I know you're going to want to go to this place. It's supposed to be phenomenal.
Wow.
Who knows? You could even make a connection, you know, maybe be a guest artist. You know how I'm a hustler. You know how I think. So anyway, you should Google it. It's called the Africa Center, and it's going to be on Museum Mile. If you just Google that, Opulence, you can start learning about it.
I will. And I'm getting chills, and it's almost like 80 degrees already. So,
that's
you know,
great.
I'm feeling this. And In so many ways, the timing of your saying that to me, thank you.
Good. Well,
thank
you. So listen, for your birthday, and we don't have to, we are past time, but this is worth the time. Let's pull a birthday message for you. So I am ready when you guys are.
Okay.
Interesting. The number for this is 152. Okay, pay close attention to this message. Okay. Distractions may take you from your needs at this time. Boundaries are required to accommodate the shifting taking place. And the reason why I said really pay attention is from the little bit of what you said, like, oh, I'm so happy to hear this, I need to hear this, or whatever. I feel that that means that you're being maybe distracted by boundaries not being honored or not feeling fully in your body or being pulled in different directions because of other people. I'm not sure, but I'm kind of getting that because of this message, Opulence. Let me read it again. Distractions may take you from your needs at this time. Boundaries are required to accommodate the shifting taking place. 152.
Well,
it's right on. It's
yeah.
Right on.
Okay. Good.
Well, you know, the shifting is with that part of that five, that central number is a five. The one is you, and the five is a shifting, and the two is then what those boundaries may be. I mean, the two, as we say, is receptive as well, but two is also learning about boundaries. So learning where you are in relation to somebody else is part of that sequence. I mean, even if you look at it 1, 5, 2, I mean, the only thing separating you one from two is a five, is a change. So knowing what those, what your potential is, acknowledging that, I mean, that five ends up being a boundary as a in a visual sense, a 1, 5, 2. What's keeping me from you is this five. Or what is separating me from you is this five. So that's a way of showing boundaries and saying, I need to be focused on what I need to be focused on. Through the change, we will be connected in our own way. But it'll be on, really, because you're the one instigating it, it'll be on your terms and not the other way around.
Right on. I am grateful. Yes, very, very appropriate. And you all have a beautiful life. And until we meet again, namaste.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. We love you. All right, darling.
Love you.
Take good care.
All right.
Wow. Whew. We were busy today. You and I didn't even say hello to each other.
I know.
Hey.
Damn. Wow. That's great. So, all right. So, amazing conversations, as always. We're so grateful to everybody who's part of this show makes it possible. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook and check out the great show's hosts and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And in the meantime, remember to follow
the feeling to you.
To you. And welcome back to your family. They're coming back today, correct?
No, tomorrow. I thought it was today. It's tomorrow. Thank God.
Oh, it's tomorrow.
Because it's early. They're coming in very early. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
tomorrow.
You have one last day of mayhem and stripper poles and
right.
God knows what else.
Right.
One more day to get it together. Okay, wonderful.
Woo!
Woo! When you see them, give your family my best. I hope they had a good time.
I think they did. I've seen pictures on Facebook. So, yeah, it sounds like they had a great time.
Oh, that's great. We'll give them my best, and I look forward to hearing
Thank
about
you.
It on Thursday. All right, sweetheart. Have
All
a great day.
All right. Love you.
Love you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Tell me something good. back.